It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
In Alexandria, Kentucky, on the campus of Campbell County High School. It's the opening game for GRC as the Cardinal boys team, the defending state runner-up. They have be their opening game here. They'll take on Campbell County tonight. The Camels, they do have one game already under their belt in which they won. They defeated Dixie Heights in their opener. That game was on the road, played right up here in northern Kentucky, but we're excited to come here tonight and get a look at this GRC Cardinal team. It's going to be a revamped club, some familiar names, but then also some new additions in here. And head coach Josh Cook, he is coming down at midcourt, talking with his coaches and his players, and we get ready for basketball action. I'm Joel Bennett, along with me, Bobby Baldwin. The Cardinals, a 30-6 record last year. They won 12 in a row before falling to eventual state champ Warren Central in a rematch from the 2022 state championship that GRC won. Warren Central won that game by 4 points. Cardinals had to settle, if you want to say that, for the state runner-up. So head coach Josh Cook in his eighth season, he's won 81% of his basketball games that he's coached, and he's got 4 region titles in a row. There have been 11 region titles. In the 10th region, won by GRC. Coach Cook's got 4 of them. They've all come in a row. He also has a district runner-up, 4 district championships, a region runner-up, 4 region championships, a state tournament runner-up, and a state tournament championship. Bobby got, as I said, we're going to have some familiar faces, Rayshawn Hampton, J.P. Gaines, Eli Craig, some of those guys that were integral parts. Well, we got some good newcomers.
Right. They returned only 17 of their points from last year. They lost 57 to graduation, but hold the phone. We've got a couple of newcomers incoming, one of which averaged over 20 points a game, and the other 11.3 points and 4 rebounds. So the cupboard is far from bare. And when you look at J.P. and Eli, Gaines and Craig, respectively, and you throw in Montez Gay, who is really a very, very talented freshman on this squad, add to the names Gunner Woods, Hamp Taylor, Jacob Smith, and Chase Pace, GRC is going to have a nice ball club.
They're taking on the Camels tonight up here at Campbell County High School, and the Camels come in, again, 1-0. They are under the direction of a new head coach. Gone is Eric Russell. The guy was synonymous with Campbell County basketball. He had a 12-year run up here at Campbell County. He has retired. And I talked to Coach Cook earlier. He and head coach Josh Cook, they had some really, really good matchups. Actually, Campbell County, during the coach Josh Cook era at GRC, the Camels won the first 6. And then Coach Cook, he's gotten the last 4. So they played 10 times under Josh Cook. His record is 4-6 against Campbell County. First-year head coach Brent Souter for Campbell County will put his team on the floor tonight. Campbell County last year was 22-12, district champ. But again, new ball club, new year. We did have an exciting JV game where GRC had the lead, lost the lead. They came from behind most of the second half. And on a last-second three-point shot. It was made. Gunnar Woods hit it with no time, 54-53. Pretty good shot, wasn't it, Bobby?
Well, it was
a free throws. They missed the free throws and put them in that spot.
Well, down with 4.4 seconds to go, Coach Taylor Howard called a timeout. They got the ball inbounds, got it up court, penetrated to the foul line, and then kicked it to the foul line, extended to Gunner, and he just flat nailed it. The ball was in the air as the horn sounded, and it dropped through the net. So a very, very exciting first game.
Yes, our sight lines, we could see it. The shot looked good from the time it left its hands, and it was good. So the JV wins an exciting 54-53 game. Both teams out on the floor going through the warm-ups. We are inside at 10 minutes away from tip-off. We are going to take a two-minute break. We come back. We'll have more pregame coming up after this on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
George Rogers Clark Cardinals taking on Campbell County Camels tonight. Boys basketball opening game for GRC Campbell County with a 1-0 record. Games played last night, some games of interest. Great Crossing, one of the top teams in the state preseason. They take out Covington Catholic 66-51. Henry Clay, a double overtime win over Tate's Creek 81-75. Lafayette handles Frankfort 80-52. Mason County bouncing back. They got a 74-68 win at Greenup County. Pendleton County, they handled Bracken County quite easily, 77-40. We had Scott County and Bourbon County in an overtime game. Scott County comes away with a 62-60 win there. Looking at games on the schedule tonight around the state of area interest and scheduling interest for GRC. Paul Lawrence Dunbar at Bryant Station. Elizabethtown, one of the state's top teams over in the 5th region, hosting Barron County. Madison Central, that'll be our opponent Tuesday night. They're on the road in Lexington taking on Lafayette. Harrison County at Lincoln County. Male High School hosting Trinity. That's a couple of top 12 teams in the state preseason. Montgomery County hosting Trinity Christian. Bobby, high school basketball, and I tell you what, we've been blessed. We've been on a run. You chronicled it very well in a piece of prose that you penned about the state championship season. Last year, it almost happened again, and the Cards have just been on a really good run.
Had a terrific run, as you say, and there's no reason to think that they may not quite get that far this year, but this team will contend for the regional championship in the 10th region this year, despite the fact that they lost during the last 2 years, they basically lost five All-State tournament participants to graduation. But Rayshon Hampton is going to lead this team here. He averaged almost 12 points a game, and for a guard, right at 6 rebounds a game last year. And given the fact that you've got J.P. Gaines and Eli Craig, who collectively averaged 6 points and 3 rebounds a game, they will see far more playing time this year.
You mentioned one of the other guys, Malachi Ashford, that's on this team. I looked last year at our roster when he was in high school. It had him listed at 4'11". So he is he's grown quite a bit.
He's up there. He's up to, what, 5'6", 5'7", something
they're
like.
They're pushing 5'9", in the program.
Well,
I don't know.
That's about right. But the thing about him is he is an offensive weapon. And similar to Rayshon, the people who come out to watch him are going to be surprised by his stick-to-itiveness defensively.
He's an energy guy. He's an energy guy. He plays with a lot of emotion. Right. And guys like that usually need to get him off early.
Oh, that's exactly right. And yet he's
get
gonna,
him in the flow early.
Yeah, and he's going to be joined by 6'2", 6'2 and a half, Breland Morrison, who was from Christian County last year. And he averaged almost 12 points a game there, but wanted to come and play at his cousin's school, Jerome Morton, that being his cousin's name, and so a welcome addition to this team. So Cards are going to have some weapons, both offensively and defensively, that they're going to employ on the court.
Both teams out on the floor going through a shoot-around right now. We've got scoreboards with clocks that have entirely different times. So we've got one that's winding down, so we should be ready to go here momentarily. Again, Campbell County, the team, they are 1-0 on the season. They're under a new coach, Brett Souter, head coach Josh Cook. He's played Campbell County 10 times. He's got a 4-6 record against them. So this should be a good one. Nice crowd. People still filtering in here at Campbell County High School in Alexandria, Kentucky. We are going to step aside for a couple of minutes here as we get ready for basketball action. Both teams still going through their shoot-arounds and their warm-ups. When we come back, we'll have opening tip-off, game action, straight ahead, right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Prairie Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating a customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Prairie Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
High school basketball coming your way. Thank all of those sponsors that allow us to bring you GRC High School Sports. We got boys basketball on the schedule tonight. The opening game for GRC. Let's go to the public address.
The Fighting Camels for tonight's varsity game between the Cardinals from George Rogers Clark High School and your Campbell County Fighting Camels. Now it's time to meet the starting lineups. First for GRC. At guard, a senior, number 3, Rayshon Hampton. Also at guard, a sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At guard, a senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. At forward, a freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. And at forward, a senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. The head coach of the Cardinals is Josh Cook. His assistant coaches are Bryce Gomes, Damian King, Taylor Howard, Dylan James, and Ron Whitaker. And now, here's the starting lineup for your Campbell County Fighting Camels. At guard, a 6-foot junior, number 13, Xavier Fincher. At guard, a 5'11 junior, number 15, Garen Jackson. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 21, Cole Johnson. At guard, a 6'3 senior, number 23, Nate Smith. And at forward, a 6'4 senior, number 24, Connor Weinel. The assistant coaches are Dave Orr, Brett White, Jarrett White, Joe Dane, Noah Worth, and the head coach of the Camels is Brent Souter. Tonight's game officials are Mr. Clayton Brooks, Mr. Scott Kendall, and Mr. Scott Allison.
Well, they're the cast that will be performing tonight as GRC comes out of the huddle wearing their black road uniforms trimmed in red. Got the red jockey checkerboard on each side of their pants and their jerseys. Smart look. Campbell County traditional purple and gold.
Purple and gold and white.
We get ready to go. It'll be Montez Gay, 6'4" tall freshman, jumping up against the 6'4" Connor Weinel. Weinel, he had a big game the opening game, and turnover immediately by GRC. The tip went to Morrison. He tried to make a quick pass. Campbell County will take it. Cards come out with a man-to-man. Driving it off is Jackson. Jackson with Ashford on him, and they're going to call a foul on Ashford playing a little too tightly. Camels with the ball on their end of the floor. Opening possession, running the point. Garen Jackson, 5'11 junior, angles off to the left of the circle, hands it off. Weinel puts Gaines to the floor, lost the ball. Ashford had it. Then Ashford loses it right back. Exchange of turnovers. Campbell County with numbers, can't convert. They say out of bounds off of a Cardinal player, and looked like it had to go off of Garen's shoe. I thought it Garen Jackson went off his shoe, and they got it that way. Turnovers even at 2 each. We have yet to have a shot at the basket. In the possessions, Ashford will run the point against the man-to-man. Top of the key, picked up his dribble. Backdoor cut, Gaines got it and put it in. Boy, that's nice recognition.
That is not only good recognition, that's better execution.
overplayed the passing lanes. Gaines did what you need to do. Backdoor cut. Coming across. Pressure on him. Camels have it. Franzen angles off. They run the weave out on top. Rayshon Hampton, tight defense for GRC. They spread the floor. They being Campbell County driving in. Now with it, Jackson looking into the post. They can't get it to Weinel. They want to throw it in there to him. Gaines playing in front. He bumps him. Weinel got it. Kick it out. Three-point shot left baseline. That's good. Nathan Smith with a hit.
Did a good job of finding him open in the corner for the tray and the three-point lead.
Coming in the front court, Ashford hooks a pass over his shoulders. A lot of posturing there by Morrison. He throws up a runner, bank shot off the front of the rim, and Weinel with a rebound. Guy had double-double the other night against Dixie Heights, scored 50% of their points, pulled down almost all the rebounds. Top of the key, he's got it. Looking for a backdoor cut of his own. Smith can't do it. Hands it off over there. Now with it's Jackson. Out on top, Franzen had an open look left of the circle. Stepping out there quickly was Ashford. Ball on the left side of the floor, and Campbell County have a little trouble with the man-to-man of GRC. First touch of the ball now for Cole Johnson. Gets rid of it quickly. He touches right back to Smith. Smith looking, drives in, feeds over. Three-point shot on the way. Missed it. Weak side rebound taken by Franzen. Bounce pass in the paint. Got to get out. Shot blocked by Rayshon Hampson. He outran the ball. Then he lost it on the turnover. Driving in, Franzen. Two-on-one. Missed the layup. Rebound put back up and in. Powerful move there by Cole Johnson.
Yeah, they are having their way on the interior thus far and have taken this lead up to 3 points.
We've got scoreboards that are not in sync. It's driving in. Morrison, this time he goes with the right hand off the lane with a runner. He missed that bank shot. Campbell County with the ball and the lead. Franzen's three, good from the right baseline.
They found him on the wing on the run out, and he dropped it in for a 8-2 lead here early in the first.
Got a time called by GRC. We'll take a 30-second break back after this brief message.
As the holiday season sparkles with joy, Clark Regional Medical Center wishes you and your loved ones warmth and happiness. For any medical needs during this time, the dedicated team at Clark is here for you. For more information, visit clarkregional.org. Stay safe and enjoy the festivities. And remember, you can always count on Clark.
Public address. Now making the announcement, one scoreboard working. 5:12 to go here in the opening quarter. It's an 8-2 Campbell County lead. No substitutions by GRC, same personnel. Gaines screens down, pops out, got it, comes off the curl, driving in, layup good. Gaines has both buckets for GRC.
Well, he took that one from the top after he got the handoff and took it right to the bowl.
Jackson passes over. Franzen hit his last three. This one's off the back iron. Leaping high for the rebound. Pulling it down. Montrez Gay, but it's taken away by Campbell County. Then an errant shot put up. Turnovers even at three each. Ashford behind the back dribble. Can't shake Jackson. Jackson's out on him. Campbell County staying man-to-man. Bounce pass. Hampton into Gaines. Gaines had a mismatch, but they took it away. Going the other way. Campbell County now driving on the floor is Gaines, and he got it back for his team.
Franzen, I believe.
So we're going to have a foul called. Cole Johnson with a foul, his first. Fouls even at one each.
Both teams not afraid to get on the floor.
Ashford runs it off to the right side. Got a step on Jackson and put it up and in.
Just blew right past him with a quick first step.
Here the GRC Cardinals put on the run and jump. Campbell County tries to beat the press. Gaines stepped in the passing lanes, knocked it away. Midway through this first quarter, we're all tied up at 8-all. It'll be Campbell 8-6. County with the ball. Excuse me, 8-6. I can't see the scoreboard from where I'm at. That one that's working. Into the post. Ball is out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover by Campbell County, their fifth.
Gay and Gaines pinched him on the low block and knocked it off
Cards,
of his leg.
Excuse me, Cards with the ball. Needing a basket here to tie or take the lead with a three. Ashford. Backdoor cut that worked again, and this time the recipient is putting that one in as Ashford with the assist and the basket by Morrison. Campbell County trying to answer back. They got it in the post, and a turnaround shot missed. He missed a gimme. Ball fake, followed it up, short-armed it. A lot of Cardinals altering the shot. But I tell you what, that guy had a wide-open one, Cole Johnson.
He sure did. I don't believe he realized he was that open. But
first foul on Gay, team second of this quarter at the line. Johnson, his free throw is going to roll in. He has 3 points in the ball game.
One shot remaining. It's Cole Johnson.
Just under 3.5 minutes to play in this opening quarter. 9-8. Camels with the lead. Johnson trying to add to it, and he does. He makes both free throws. Campbell County coming in now with Chance Crowley. This is a very senior and junior heavy team. They are really, roster is packed with upperclassmen, juniors and seniors.
And that's what they're going to rely on, because not a lot of varsity experience on this team.
Here's a jump shot by Morrison. He missed it on the back iron. Rebound taken in there by Weinel with a good blockout. Campbell County with the ball in the two-point lead. Deep in the baseline. Crowley's first touch of it. Skip it right side. Driving in, trying to muscle his way in is Nathan Smith. Gaines blocked the shot. Picked up again by Campbell County. First touch of the ball in the game for Xavier Franson. Franson gets rid of it, hands it off, and now we've got Jackson running the point. Malachi Ashford on him. Cards playing the same five that started the game. Perimeter passing by Campbell County. Double team on the baseline, and we've got a foul called. Trying to take the baseline there with a drop step move was Garen Jackson. Morrison picks up his first, team third. Campbell County with a ball underneath their goal. Throw the lob in. Weinel has it. Weinel yet to score in this game. He wants to get a shot off, and J.P. Gaines with a reach around. Felt like that he picked his pocket, but the official said no. Gaines his first. That's the fourth team foul. Campbell County keeps the ball on their end of the floor with a two-point lead, 10-8. Inbound pass to Jackson. Perimeter passing. Now they go baseline with the floater. Shot put up and in there by Nathan Smith. He's got five in the game.
2:27 left. Cards down four, 12-8.
Ashford looks over at the bench. Coach Cook standing up, hands on hips. Holds up one thumb, and they go to work. Pick and roll, nothing there. Morrison, a lot of dribbling, too much, and Campbell County about took it from him. Morrison has taken six shots here in this first quarter. He has made one of those, and that was the backdoor layup.
CRC substitution is number four, Eli Craig.
Craig comes in, Morrison goes out, and it'll be the Cardinals' ball on their end of the floor. GRC attacking, Campbell County staying with a man-to-man. Ashford got a step. Jackson cut him off baseline. Double team arrives, bounce pass to Craig. His first touch of the ball, handed off to Gay. Gay, kick it over. Rayshon Hampton, three ball for the lead, not there. Weak side rebound comes off to Campbell County, Nate Smith. Smith in a hurry, driving in. Craig shut him off on the paint, forced up a shot, not there. Gay with his second rebound. Outlet pass to Rayshon Hampton. Rayshon, left-hand dribble, scooped it over to J.P. Gaines, who put it in.
That cuts the lead to two, 12-10, 1:38 left in the first.
Nice shovel pass there as Rayshon drew the defense. J.P. Gaines with 6 points in the game to pace the Cards. Here's a strip and a steal. Rayshon Hampton with it. Two on two, running layup, not there. Gay tries to follow, won't go down. Rebounded by Jackson. Campbell County with numbers. Bounce pass across the lane, and all of a sudden, Connor Weinel, he's mugged. Two Cardinals fouled him hard as he tried to put up a layup. And garnering that foul will be Rayshon Hampton, his first, team fifth of this quarter, and it'll send Weinel to the free throw line.
After the fourth foul this year in quarters in high school, both teams will automatically shoot a double bonus.
Weinel makes the free throw. He extends that Camel lead out to three with 1:17 to go here in the opening quarter.
President Nick Smith.
Fancher comes back in for Campbell County, and also another starter as Weinel puts this free throw up, and he missed it. Rebound claimed by J.P. Gaines, who's had a big first quarter. 6 points, a rebound, a steal. Driving in, Rayshon Hampton, blow by move, and we got a whistle afterwards. Trailing the play, he left Chance Crowley nailed to the floor with a left-hand drive. And all of a sudden, that's going to be a three-point opportunity.
Yeah, all he needs is just a half a step, and he's going to get to the rack.
So the Cardinal personnel, some changes will set those. Hampton here for the and one. Coming in, Hamp Taylor checks in. Also, Gunnar Woods, who was a hero in the JV game, as Rayshon Hampton puts the exclamation point on an old-fashioned three-point play. Four different Cardinals have scored in this game, and we're tied with a minute to go in the first quarter. Pressure defense by GRC. Campbell County spreads the floor. Trying to make his move, got around the baseline. Throws a pass in there to Nate Smith. Taken away. Gunnar Woods with a steal. Throws it length of the court. Rayshon Hampton, right wing, straight away now to Woods. Woods will run it. He's out there dribbling. Needs help. Got a screen from Taylor. Now to Hampton. Step back three. Not there. Off the rim. With the rebound, Campbell County with the ball in a tie game. 30 seconds. Clock rolling. Jackson finds a trailer. Three-point shot put up and missed. Flying in there, Gay with his third rebound. And right now, Coach Cook talking to Rayshon Hampton as the Cards will walk it up. 16. In a tie game here in the first quarter. Woods, left-hand dribble, screen down, pop out Gay. Gay wants to go one-on-one, takes it baseline. Got down deep on the block, right. Elevates and puts it in. He just elevated over the opponent.
Strong move.
Horn sounds and the Cards take a first quarter lead as the horn sounds. At the end of one quarter, it's GRC 15, Campbell County 13. Bobby and I'll be back in 1 minute. Second quarter play coming your way right here on WWKY.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Second quarter about ready to go, and it's GRC on top. The Cardinals leading 15-13. Cardinals have on the floor Morrison, Gaines, Gay, Ashford, and Hampton. Campbell County with the ball, and Cards playing a man-to-man. Campbell County with a passing game with a lot of screening and a lot of passing. Weinel elevates with a jump hook. Good from the left blocks.
He scored 24 in their opener, and he is a force and a load underneath. So, good, strong move there.
List him at 6'4", and he's right at 200 pounds. And Morrison again driving the basket, wanting to get a shot off. And a foul. That'll be on Xavier Fancher, his first.
The team's first of the quarter. For George Rogers Clark, shooting two free throws.
Two free throws coming for Braylon Morrison. He rimmed that free throw off of Morrison with 2 points in the ball game. As Bobby mentioned in the pregame coming up here from Christian County, play a good brand of basketball down there.
Well, they do. And
play Hoptown and Madisonville and all those schools.
Plenty of intensity in that part of the state.
He missed both free throws. Campbell County got the rebound. Here in the front court, Camels around the perimeter with a passing. Step on Braylon and a shot put up as driving the basket that time was Nathan Smith. He got a step on Morrison, and he'll go to the free throw line as Morrison picks up the foul. His second, team first of this quarter. Smith will be there for Campbell County. Smith with 5 points in the game, now make it six as he strokes the free throw. And again, Smith, one of those seniors, 6'3", 190. Morrison out, Eli Craig in for GRC. Second free throw made. Campbell County as a team right now, 5 of 6 at the foul line. They have taken a two-point lead about a minute deep here in the second quarter. Ashford with it. Passes over to Gay at the left elbow. Step back three on the way. Shot it too hard. Gaines with another rebound. He's left side of the lane. Tried to go up and under. Shot altered by Weinel and coming away with it. Going the other way. Now Campbell County. Garen Jackson lost his balance.
Oh, my goodness.
And now they're going to call a foul. Wow. Foul away from the ball. J.P. Gaines, that's his second. Team second. Campbell County runs into a trap. Throw over the defense. Deep on the right baseline. They feed it into Weinel. Weinel's pass across the lane. Blocked by Montez Gay. I like that double down, Bobby. And again, Malachi Ashford dropped down. He helped on the double team.
Quickness. He came from the foul line, dropped down. Montez was able to get a paw in there and slap it off of the other player's leg out of bounds. DRC ball.
Cardinals with a ball down two. Ashford feeds it over. Craig shoots for the lead. Rimmed it in. Came out. Missed that three. Cards now 0 for 4 from behind the arc. Running the show here, Garen Jackson. Jackson left side. Ball fake. Got the player airborne. Put up a jump shot. Missed it. Gay with another rebound for GRC. Rashawn Hampton makes the outlet available, and now he hands it off to Ashford. 25-foot three off the back iron. And going with the ball now is Campbell County. Coach Cook with arms crossed says nothing as his team is playing hard. He's going to let these give them a little creativity, a little freedom. Jackson, top of the key, hands it off. They try to run the weave out there with Zach Franzen. Franzen takes it, swing it left side. Nearly traveling. Got a mismatch. Gay picks up the guard, so they kick it out. Three-point shot missed. Jackson rebound. Put it up and in. Wow. He elevated for that rebound.
Well, he got a good kick out. The ball hit the back iron and went just far enough where he could corral it and then take it strong for the easy deuce.
Four-point lead for Campbell County. Rashawn Hampton at the foul line lost his footing. Found J.P. Gaines available. Gaines down on the right block. Out to Eli Craig driving in. Put up the shot and got bailed out. He was off balance, nearly traveled, but had enough presence to put up the shot, and he got the call.
Put it up and came pretty close to getting that one to crawl in over the front of the rim.
So the Cards as a team, 1 of 3 at the foul line. Eli Craig there for his first opportunity. This free throw is up and barely got there to draw iron. Cards now 1 of 4 at the foul line. Maddox Campbell, Hampton Taylor check in. Those two players join Hampton, Ashford, and at the line, Eli Craig. Craig gets 1 of 2 at the foul line. 5:15 to go here in the first half of play. Campbell County missed a shot at the rim. Weinel couldn't garner the rebound, and Craig has it. Batted out of bounds. It'll stay with GRC. Cards need to bring it the length of the floor. No pressure offered by Campbell County. Ashford has a brief exchange with Coach Cook as he walks it up. Campbell County in a half-court set. Here comes the Cards. Hampton off the down screen. Rashawn driving in, left of the lane, put up a runner, missed it. Hustled, beat everybody back to the ball. Goes to Hampton Taylor, who is fouled as he tried to drive the basket. Two Camels on the ball. The Campbell County fans wanted jump ball, but Bobby, they double-teamed him pretty hard.
Hey, they rocked him pretty good as he tried to take it up. Good hustle, though, by the Cards to retrieve that ball and find Taylor coming down the lane.
Hampton Taylor at the free throw line, and the Cards having all kinds of problems at the charity stripe. Right now, GRC 2 of 6 at the foul line. Hampton Taylor takes a couple of dribbles, shot on the way, and he makes this one.
Trims the lead to two.
4:50 to play here in the second quarter. Campbell County with the ball and the lead. They run the weave. Here's Weinel. He was out on the floor. Normally a post-up guy, and he missed the layup. Rebounded there by Hep Taylor. Off to Ashford. Ashford driving. Hands it off for Rashawn Hampton in rhythm. Oh. Didn't go down. Fight for the rebound. Maddox Campbell ties up Connor Weinel. GRC 0 for 6 from three-point range. I'm like you, Bobby. That shot was in rhythm.
Well, it's a matter of time. They're going to get one here momentarily.
Ashford to inbound the pass. Needs help. Floats it way out on top. Maddox Campbell hands it off to Rashawn Hampton, who defers now to Ashford. Cards down, 19-17. Ashford, he lost it. They took it away. Length of the court. Looking down there for Campbell County, it's defended well by GRC. Garen Jackson drives in, and Rashawn Hampton with a shot block. But, man, we've got a lot of fouls called in this game.
No flow. Well, it basically bears out that it's the opening game, and they're trying to find themselves here, especially in this first half.
And Campbell County's free throw is made by Garen Jackson. Gunner Woods in. Rashawn Hampton goes out. Hampton with 3 points and a steal in this first half. He also has a couple of offensive rebounds. This one short. Maddox Campbell takes it for GRC, and here come the cards. Cards down three, midway through the second quarter. Ashford angles off to the right, now takes it baseline, puts up a floater, had a tough angle, and he short-armed it.
Yeah, he sure did. He had a good shot from about 4 feet, but just didn't get it up over the rim.
Here's Weinel. Weinel hands it off. They go to Garen Jackson. Jackson, nice player. Bounce pass over to Nate Smith, return it to Jackson. Ball fake on a three. Gunner Woods checked him, stepped out there. Good man-to-man defense by the Cards. They try to bluff the three there, and they're gunning for traveling. Cole Johnson with a ball fake. Eli Craig with a run and jump at him. 8 turnovers by Campbell County, 5 committed by GRC, but it's the Camels leading 20-17.
Well, the Cards with one starter in the game now, too, but defensively, that group did a nice job here the last minute or so.
Braylon Morrison returns for GRC. Ashford, Morrison, Woods, Craig, and Campbell on the floor for the Cards, who trail here 20-17. Ashford, just a lot of dribbling. Now they screen down, get Woods open. Craig has it left wing, takes it to the middle, finds Morrison deep in the right baseline. They step out on him with Jackson. Throw it back to Ashford, looks over his shoulder. Coach Cook calling the plays as he's walking the sideline. Ashford, top of the key, now between the circle. Crossover dribble, got a step on Jackson, who responded and blocked his shot. Going the other way with it now is Fancher. Fancher, coast to coast, didn't get the shot, but he'll go to the line. That foul will be on Maddox Campbell. Excuse me, they're going to say Braylon Morrison. That'll be his third.
The Camels getting what they want when they attack the basket, and the Cards coming up empty on the other end trying to do the same thing.
This game hadn't had a lot of flow, a lot of fouls and low scoring first half. Free throw put up, and it's good. The left-handed playing Xavier Fancher. Montez Gay comes in. Also Hampton Taylor, a new player in for Campbell County, Aiden Dow, 6'2", 220. He's a big, thick guy. Hamp Taylor's got an assignment there. Cards going with Taylor and Gay on the front line, along with Woods and Ashford in the backcourt, along with Craig. Free throw made, both of them, by Fancher and Campbell County with that 22-17 lead. 2:45 to go in this second quarter. Ashford lost his balance. Picked up the ball, though. He's in trouble, needs help. Eli Craig got a step on Fancher in the paint. Ball fake, stripped as he tried to get a shot up. It'll be possession to GRC underneath their goal. Coach Cook usually has some nifty out-of-bounds plays. Well, his team needs a boost. This will be time to put it in.
If he's got it.
Jay fakes it. He wanted to drop baseline, but instead defended, and he hits a jumper.
Yeah, he stepped back on the line, made the two, and sorely needed bucket for the Cards, trimming the deficit to only three.
Clock rolling. 2:15 to go here in the first half. Campbell County with the ball. GRC man-to-man. They switch off out on top. Jackson with it. Ashford on him. High ball screen by Dowds. Dowds didn't get it, so they screen down, pop out Fancher. Jackson runs the baseline, bounce pass over, shot put up by Nate Smith, and again, another foul.
When they attack with a purpose, and they take it right to the Cards, and Cards just, as you say, committing a number of fouls here, and the Camels living on the foul line in this first half.
No flow to this game. I don't think we've had a clean possession on the Campbell County end. Just to underscore what Bobby said, all but four of the points for Campbell County in the second quarter coming at the foul line. As Nate Smith drops in a couple of free throws, he has 9 points in the game to lead all scorers.
Yeah, back to the largest lead of five for the Camels.
Inside of 2 minutes, clock rolling. Ashford trying to get space, step back three on the way. Air ball hit the side of the board. Hamp Taylor couldn't pull the rebound down. Cards now 0 for 7 from three-point range. Wine will put up a shot, missed. Here come the Cards the other way. Ashford, right wing, between the leg dribble, wanted to attack, couldn't do it. Checked there by Franzen. Got a step on Franzen, elevates, missed a shot. Again, air ball over the rim. Fancher has it, angles off to the right, picks up the dribble, trailing the play. There's a steal by Hamp Taylor. Off now to Ashford. Cards, they only got one basket this entire second quarter, only 4 points in nearly 8 minutes of play. Long three-point shot put up and in. Montez Gay hits a three. He's got 7 points.
And all of a sudden, back to about a two-point game here at the one-minute mark.
Campbell County runs the weave, handed off to Connor Weinel, who's only got 3 points in this game so far. Backdoor cut, ball batted away. Fancher picks up the loose ball, drives in. Challenge, Hamp Taylor altered the shot. Jackson got it, put it up and in.
Yeah, just stuck with it, got the ball, and hit the cutter coming to the basket, back up to a four-point lead.
Clock rolling, 36 seconds. Now as Ashford crosses midcourt. Ashford on the right side, gets a high ball screen, pick and pop, Gay bluffs a three, got into the paint, left-hand runner off the rim, rebounded by Nate Smith. Smith, the Campbell County muscle man, pushes it down the floor. They find Ferentz in the trailer, and he hit a three. Boy, that was huge.
That was pretty, too. He caught it near the baseline, kicked it back out to the foul line, extended for the wide-open in-rhythm tray.
Clock rolling. It's at three. Ashford long three. Good.
There we go.
At the horn, Malachi Ashford hits a three at the horn, which helps cut into that lead, which stands at 4 points. Campbell County on top of GRC here at halftime by a score of 29-25. 29-25 is the score at halftime. Bobby and I will take a break. When we come back, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All those comments and more coming up in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your LAX18 storm tracker forecast. Your overnight hours feature a cloudy sky, a little bit of drizzle maybe out there, even a light shower is a possibility. But it does stay mild. We'll be in the upper 40s. Your Saturday, it's a variably cloudy sky. A few passing showers will be a possibility. Highs getting back into the upper 50s. A little more rain around, especially early in the day on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
Halftime here at Campbell County High School. It's George Rogers Clark trailing the Camels of Campbell County by a score of 29-25. And again, GRC had a 15-13 lead at the end of the first quarter, but Campbell County came back making the most of the free throw shooting to take this lead here at halftime. Catch you up on some gridiron scores. The Kentucky High School Athletic Association Kentucky High School Football Championships underway tonight and tomorrow as well. Pikeville in Class A with a 21-0 shutout of Raceland. And then in a really close game with a lot of scoring, Mayfield, they win the 2A state championship 53-48 over Owensboro Catholic. So that there's other games going on this evening. They'll have games tomorrow as well as the football season winds down. We're talking basketball here tonight. Again, the Cardinals led 15-13 at the end of the first quarter. They trail here at halftime 29-25. Coach Cook played nine guys, Bobby, and a little bit of a foul trouble. Morrison with three. Hampton, Rayshon has two. J.P. Gaines with two. So he's got some starters that picked up some fouls. But I think GRC had a little dip. Defensively, they did okay. We just didn't score any points.
Well, they were a little bit frenetic on the offensive end, probably taking shots a little bit early in the possession. But being the first game, they're just trying to feel their way through it. And without a Trent Edwards on that back line, that makes a big difference both on the offensive and defensive ends. So as a collective group, they're just going to have to sort of find their way. But they're playing a very, very skilled, savvy, albeit not overly experienced, senior-laden ball club from Campbell County right now. And given the fact that they have had so many offensive problems, they're just down four here at intermission and could, I think, flip the switch at any time if they can just, as we were trying to seek earlier or late in that first half, find a little offensive flow and rhythm. And it, they seem to a little bit.
Yeah, the flow of the game has been impeded greatly by the number of fouls called, especially committed by GRC. And I don't think Campbell County's had a clean possession in this first half of play. They haven't had many. But as Bobby mentions, GRC only down 4 points here at halftime. That's pretty solid, I guess, when you think you're outscored 7 at the free throw line. You're outscored 3 from three-point range, and you're outscored 4 in second-chance scoring.
Right.
So I guess if you're down 4 and you've got all that differential, I guess you're pretty well set to come out in the second half and try to correct things. Right now it's GRC trailing 25-29 to Campbell County. Bobby and I will take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have stats and more game summary comments all coming up right here in 2 minutes on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs, big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Campbell County High School, that's where we are located. Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with you. The George Rogers Clark boys basketball team, their opening game here on the road at Campbell County High School. The Camels lead GRC at the half by a score of 29-25. Looking at some of the team numbers in this ball game. The Cardinals missed their first 7 3-point shots. They made their last two. Bobby and I were talking off mic. Those 6 points were huge late in that second quarter. GRC finishes 2 of 9 shooting from behind the arc. Campbell County, they're at 50%. They've shot 6, made 3. Turnovers in the game, 9 committed by the Camels, 5 committed by GRC. The Cardinals have no second chance scoring points. Campbell County, they have 4. Fast break scoring, the Cards only have 1 bucket on a run out, and Campbell County, they have 5. Hitting that 1 3-point shot was big for them in transition. Free throw shooting, GRC only 3 of 7, while the Camels of Campbell County, they go 10 of 12 at the foul line. Individually, Nathan Smith leads all scorers in the game. He has 9 points for Campbell County, 4 of 4 at the foul line, hit a 3-point shot as well. 5 points each for Xavier Fancher and Garen Jackson. 4 points for Cole Johnson. 3 off the bench for Zach Franzen. You also had 3 points by Connor Weinel, and Aiden Downs played but failed to score. For the Cardinals at GRC, Montez Gay, 7 points in the first half, leads all the scoring for GRC. Also had 4 rebounds, 6 points for J.P. Gaines, who got all those in the first quarter. Gaines also with 2 steals. Other scoring, 5 points for Ashford, 2 points for Rayshon Hampton, who has a couple of steals. Eli Craig with 1 point, as Hamp Taylor has 1 as well. You also had Gunnar Woods and Maddox Campbell play, but failed to score. We get ready to go here. We will step away our final 30-second break. Back after this brief message.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
We get ready for this third quarter. Cardinals got some ground to make up, Bobby, down 4. But as we mentioned, it was a plus 14 in free throws, 3 points, and putbacks.
That's right. Cards are, let's see what they got here in the second half of their first game.
Run and jump immediately against Campbell County as the Camels get it across, and not without trouble. They put Montez Gay at 6'4 and a jumping jack, and he's right on the ball. So if you're going to run the point, which Garen Jackson has been really a heady player for Campbell County, you're going to have to throw over this guy or get around him. High post pass to Weinel, over to Jackson, steps into a 3. Boy, and they started
right
pretty
in,
smoothly right there.
Right in rhythm. Beautiful pass from the foul line out for the setup tray.
Gaines hands it off. Here's Morrison. Finds Gay down on the blocks, and Montez puts it up and in. He's got 9 points in his first GRC varsity start. They run and jump in the backcourt. Coach Cook just imploring his team to go and get him. So they spread the floor, and a three-point shot put up and in, and that one was by Xavier Fancher.
And that gets them out to their biggest lead of the game, but they're finding the open spot in that trapping defense and making the Cards pay.
Minute deep in the third quarter, 35-27. Morrison, left wing, got a step on the defense. He puts up a runner and got that one to roll in.
That might loosen him up a little bit.
Yeah, he was 1-for-6 in the first half. Picked up 3 fouls, just pressing a little bit. Speaking of pressing, he runs up to double team. They get rid of the ball. Connor Weinel fires a shot.
Man.
Good from the right baseline. That is 3 3-point shots made by 3 different players of Campbell County.
And in 3 attempts here to the first minute and a half of the second half.
Wow. Campbell County up 9. Cards with the ball. They spread the floor. Gay, step back 3, puts it up with Weinel in his face. That one's too long, out of bounds. They're going to say J.P. Gaines touched it last. Gaines trying to get weak side rebounding position. And this Campbell County team come out hot as firecrackers, man. They are 3-of-3 from three-point range, and this run and jump has not turned them over. Smith all the way down, puts it up, and he got that one in. Used that big body and them big muscles, and he just put it in.
He got it over the rim and stroked it home. All of a sudden, up 11.
Coming off the screen, Rayshon Hampton to J.P. Gaines. Gaines with a ball fake, goes into the paint, puts up a leaner, didn't get it. Tipped his own shot once, twice, and then Weinel wipes the glass. Throw it into the front court, left side. Fancher, he's a southpaw, he's a lefty, and he got bumped. But J.P. Gaines ran him out of bounds. 10 turnovers by Campbell County, but that has not deterred their scoring as they lead 40-29.
Timeout called by George Rogers Clark.
Okay. Yeah. Card's going to call a timeout here. We've got 5:43 to go in the third quarter. Largest lead of the game, 11 right now, by Campbell County. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Out of the timeout, the Cardinals have the ball. Hampton, Gay, Morrison, Ashford, and Gaines on the floor. Gaines, right wing pass, drop it on the baseline to Hampton. Hampton penetrates, check there. Lost it, a lot of dribbling, didn't go anywhere. Backdoor cut, Montez Gay, jump stop in the lane, back shot, not there. Morrison, got it, put it on the floor, put it up, didn't get the end one, but he'll go to the line.
Oh, I tell you what, that was a good aggressive effort by Breland on that particular rebound. Montez jump-stopped into the lane, took a very, very contested shot, but Morrison there to pick it up, and let's see if he can get a free throw down.
I like that Gay jump-stop. I mean, he didn't squeeze the air out of the ball. He had a plan. Free throw is up and in by Breland Morrison, who missed his only 2 free throw attempts this evening. He makes that one. He's got another one coming. This shot up,
there we
and it's
go.
Good. He makes both free throws there. Now the Cards bring out the press. Weinel has it. He's going to cross midcourt. Boy, and he's in a bad spot. Coach Souter knew it too,
yeah.
Man. He got right over there in that coffin corner. He was double-teamed immediately. Their post player handling the ball. 30-second timeout. Back after this brief message.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We'll be right back. Fighting Campbells have the basketball, and they also have a 9-point lead. 3 minutes gone here in this third quarter. 5 minutes to play. 3-point shot blocked by Montez Gay. Send it right back at Xavier Fancher. Fancher then lost it. Gaines took it away. Lead pass up to Rayshon Hampton, who had a driving layup foiled. As he dribbled it off his foot, it goes out of bounds. Give it right back to Campbell County.
And the tough thing about that was he had a trailer on the other side of the lane who he could have dished it to, but just pressing a little bit.
I agree.
Trying to get it too quickly.
I agree. I think they're playing a little faster than they have to. Campbell County gets it in the front court. Wino got it deep. He's good on the blocks, but he misses this time. Morrison with a rebound. He's going to leave it over with Ashford. Ashford down the middle of the floor. Between the circle, keeps the dribble. They run Morrison on the baseline. Ashford looking, got a step on the defense, spinning, left-hand scoop shot, good. Nice individual one-on-one move.
Beautiful play from the top of the key, trimming the lead to 7 here at the 4:28 mark.
Campbell County looking at this pressure from GRC. They get it across into midcourt, now in the front court with it. Johnson drops it over on the baseline, 3-point shot, good. That's off the bench. Zach Franzen hits his second three off the Camel bench.
Their fourth of the quarter. Inside of 4 minutes.
Rayshon Hampton beats his man off the dribble, missed the runner in the paint, rebounded there by Winel. One and done for GRC there. Midway through this third quarter, Campbell County with the ball up 10. Looking inside, Cole Johnson can't find anyone. Ball deflected, but it goes right back to the Camels. Nate Smith feeds it on the baseline. Spacing not real good at all for Campbell County, so they throw it on top and they reset. Kick it out. Franzen's hit two threes. You step out on him, and rightfully so. Rayshon Hampton in the passing lane knocks it out of bounds. So it'll be Campbell County with the ball on their end of the floor. Up 10. Throw it in the backcourt. Garen Jackson, who's been an impressive point guard, despite the fact they've got some turnovers. He's a junior. He's steadied the ship. Smith, top of the key, draws a double team. Bounce pass, Winel, turnaround 15-footer, good.
Running their offense to perfection, shooting the lights out, and all of a sudden a 12-point lead.
That's 8 points in the game for Winel. He's coming off a 24-point, 15-rebound game against Dixie Heights. Malachi Ashford driving on Jackson and draws a foul. Holding hands as they went to the floor. Jackson went now with a coy grin on his face as Ashford may have schooled him a little on that one. Drew the foul. Morrison deep in the right baseline comes out on top with a dribble. Campbell County going man-to-man. Leaves it for Ashford. Ashford angles off to the left on a down screen. Rayshon Hampton, a lot of dribbling, got to get rid of it. He does. Montez Gay then with some hang time puts up an altered shot. And again, you got these big bruising Camel guys, one at 200 and the other about 185.
Yeah,
he's sturdy built too, though.
Montez is holding his own. Put it that way, but he can't beat them all by himself.
This is true. This is true. Gay's free throw is good. He now is the first card in double figures on this season. He has 10 points to go along with his 6 rebounds in this game. 45-34, and he missed the second free throw. Winel has a rebound. Card still without a rebound putback. Now, they've scored after getting the rebound, but not on a putback. Campbell County, here's Fancher, shoots a three. Proves he's human. He missed that one. It goes out.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, Gay has it. Yeah, they made their first three threes here in this third quarter. Made their first four. That's been some display. Cards with perimeter passing. Sagging in is Campbell County. Ashford drives the rim, put it up and in. He's known as a jump shooter, Bobby, but his best move so far has been on the blow-by.
Blow-by. He got School Jackson on that one.
Pull-up shot, Cole Johnson missed it. Battle for the rebound. Morrison got it. Cards with a ball. Looking to score again. 2:12 to go in the third. Here's a pass that's telegraphed and picked off. And then Rayshon Hampton swats it off the glass. Franzen thought he had a layup. Over to Hampton.
Be there.
Three in rhythm off the rim. Rebounded. J.P. Gaines got it for GRC, and he's pushed to the floor. The Cardinal fans stand and applaud the hustle play for J.P. Gaines.
Rayshon is having a nightmare from the, from the floor, but guards are still semi-attached.
Hampton with 3 points in the game. He does have a couple of steals. He's an energy guy. You got to get him involved in the game early. Ashford, lob pass to Gaines. Gaines took it baseline. Ball fake, elevates, missed the shot. Morrison couldn't get it. Coming away, Franzen over there with a shot missed by Johnson and put up and in by Fancher, trailing the play.
Stuck with it, got the miss, stroked it home.
11-point lead for Campbell County. Minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Cards haven't been able to take anything off that lead, which Campbell County is built on. Ashford with a three-pointer straight away. Good.
Back to eight.
12 points in the game for Ashford in his first game in the Cardinal uniform. Pass the length of the floor, and it's stolen. Montez Gay had the steal, and then Franzen hit him at midcourt, much to the disdain of the Campbell County fans. Student body standing up and showing their disdain for that call, but it'll go as a turnover by Campbell County.
Well, you can't
get... Oh, they're going to say a foul on Fancher. Okay.
You can't get spanked in the head going for a ball and have it knocked out of bounds without one of these three officials seeing it. So, good call.
So, the Cards now will get to shoot a free throw, which has not been their best. They part of their game. They were 3 of 7 in the first half. They are now 6 of... Let's see. They are now made... 3 of 4 here in this third quarter. Montez Gay will be at the foul line once they get this sorted out.
With one in the bonus. No, they're giving him two.
A little different foul situation this year the way it goes.
Yeah, I was looking at the wrong board. Once you get to the fifth foul in a quarter, it's an automatic two, and one scoreboard didn't have the fifth foul on the board.
Imagine the scoreboard not being right. I don't know. Well, it's been a battle here.
We'll make up for it.
Gay goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line. He's 2 for 4 at the stripe, 13 in the game. Here's pressure, and J.P. Gaines went for the steal, but came up dry, and he tripped Franzen in the process.
Kids are giving it all they've got out there. They just have been out-executed here for the first three quarters, but they're within seven. They're still clinging.
Pressure in the backcourt. With the ball, trying to make his move, Nate Smith gets it over to Franzen. Franzen's out of control, and they bail him out with a blocking call on Hampton. Wow. Franzen was falling down. He was stumbling for 15 feet. Hampton was giving him room, but, Bobby, they bailed him out with a call.
Yeah, fortuitous call for the home team on that one.
He was in danger of traveling or losing the ball.
Looked like he did both.
Craig comes out. First action for Abram Howard. In the GRC lineup, and Eli Craig returns. Howard, Craig, Hampton, Gay, and Ashford on the floor. Man-to-man by GRC. Inside a minute, the clock rolling. Campbell County with the ball, up 7. A lot of dribbling. Howard steps out on him. Garen Jackson goes all the way in. He lost the ball, kicks it out. Francher with a 3. Missed that one. Weak side rebound. Gay kept it alive. Here it's pulled down by Rayshon Hampton. Rayshon leaves the bounce pass for Ashford. Cards can get into that lead.
They sure can.
They're down 7. They've got possession. And with 16 seconds clock rolling, Rayshon, too much dribbling. He's got to get rid of it. He does, but not by a pass. He just lost it, and Gay picked it up. Ashford glances over his shoulder. It's at 6. He drives. Finger roll. Got it. And 1.
How about that?
His blow-by moves have been his signature play. Ashford has 2 3-point shots in the game.
Yes, sir.
But he has really been smooth on the drive. You know, he's kind of like he's patient, Bobby. He kind of lets the defense commit. And once you commit, he's going to get a step on you.
He's like Ray Davis.
Looking for that hole, huh?
Yeah,
gotta have some vision.
Patient, and then when he gets the opportunity, boom, there he goes. 47-42 here, 4.7 seconds to go, and Malachi can cut this lead.
Gunner Woods checks in. Yeah, let's see, it's 47-42. Ashford's free throw. It's good. He delivered. That may inspire the Cards. Clock at 3 seconds. Franzen, skip pass. Over to Fancher. Three-point shot. Missed it at the horn. Well, the Cards got behind big, and then they made up ground and made a flurry on a run late. It's 47-43, GRC trailing as we move into the fourth and final quarter. Campbell County with this four-point lead. Back in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Well, the Cards score the last seven, and they get the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Bobby, a good run there.
Good run. Wound up 18-18 despite 4 3-pointers from the opposition in the third quarter. So still down four with a good shot here.
2-3 zone now by Campbell County. We have seen nothing but man-to-man, and now they play a 2-3 zone. Ashford will run the point. They drop it baseline. Rayshon Hampton, three-point shot off the back iron. Braylon Morrison got the rebound. In the paint, he's cut off, kick it out. Ashford showing some patience. Cards don't have anything on the offensive boards as far as second-chance putbacks. They have gotten some rebounds and some other opportunities. But that and fast break, two things you think of GRC basketball, just hasn't been there this evening. John, there's Ashford, long three. Shot it, missed it. There's one put up and in. Well, I spoke about it, and he delivered. Montez Gay with
Montez
a rebound putback.
Montez trims this lead to two here at the 7:06 mark.
Nice rebound putback. Driving in, cut off there, Nathan Smith. Smith out of control. He's just going to shovel it off, but again, bailed out with a call. May have been aided, they say, by Ashford with a hold. That's his second. That'll be the team's first here in this fourth quarter. Campbell County will keep the ball on their end of the floor in the pep section right behind them, just giving it to them, trying to encourage their team. They've seen a 12-point lead cut now to two. Garen Jackson with a pass, nearly went over and back, and here's a steal by Braylon Morrison. Uh-huh. Morrison had a three-on-one, and they took it away. Driving in, Garen Jackson. Pulls it out, looks for a cutter. Here's Franzen. Leans in, put it up and in. Used that big body, and he's got eight off the bench.
Well, and he knew how to stop and pop instead of bumping in and taking a chance on charging.
So the Cards had a chance to tie it, but coming right back, it's Campbell County. Backdoor cut by Gaines doesn't work this time, so they go on the left wing to Rayshon Hampton. Rayshon with only 3 points in this game. He's hustling. His shot just hadn't been there. Step back 18-footer off the front of the rim, and Winel with a rebound. One and done for the Cards here.
Well, that's hard. You got to have a little help from him offensively.
Spinning in the paint. Shot put up. Cole Johnson found himself wide open. And Braylon Morrison now with a team-leading seventh rebound draws the foul. Yeah, Cole Johnson, he found himself wide open 10 feet away from the basket in the paint, hesitated, and then ends up compounding things with a foul. Yeah. Campbell County out of that 2-3, they're back man-to-man. Gaines runs it off, hand it to Morrison. Morrison spinning in the lane, finger roll, not there. Cards crash the board, trying to keep it alive. It's going to be, man, looks like GRC may have caught a break there. And to Coach Snowden for Campbell County, up off the bench, runs all the way down and says, no, my bad. He was getting ready to really protest.
Yeah, he was standing on the line.
Here's a three-point shot by Morrison. That's good.
That? Okay, down to one.
So Braylon Morrison hits that three. 9 points in the game for him in his Cardinal debut. Bounce pass left to Jackson. trailing the play. Smith, keep it on the left side of the floor. Wino wow. with a three. That's good.
Wino. Boy, he's their money man. He and Jackson, and huge basket there.
Yeah, normally thought of a post player. He's hit a pair of threes in this second half. Rayshon Hampton at the right elbow. Picked up there. Kicks it out to Ashford. Ashford driving in. And they're going to call a travel on Ashford. So right when the Cards get to within one, they can't get over that hump. And I'm not, no pun intended with the camel here.
No, well, that's true. We got 5:13 left. Cards down four.
Here's pressure in the backcourt. GRC pressuring the ball. Full court variety. Double team in the front court. Johnson hands it off. Wino pivots out. He's in the lane. Can't leave him in there. Now he pops out. They get it back over to Johnson. Trying to post up Morrison, who's playing with three fouls on the back of Johnson. They kick it out. Three-point shot on the way from the left baseline. Not there. Battle for the rebound. And again, these Camel players, they're well-conditioned. They're very muscular. And Nate Smith just pulled that one away.
Well, he and Morrison were tied up. And Morrison did a good job to hold serve there, but possession error to the home team.
Garen Jackson, left side of the floor, drop it off baseline. Super sub Franzen cut off on his shot. Now ball fake by Johnson, handed off to Wino. Wino across the lane. Here's a shot put up on a double pump, missed. But again, you got a rebound in there. Johnson has it. A Cardinal player on the floor and injured. Official timeout as Campbell County had the basketball. It looks like Rayshon Hampton being given attention immediately. Clock has stopped with 4:32 to play in this basketball game. Campbell County will have possession, and they lead 52-48. So right now, Rayshon being given attention. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Back after this brief message.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus, no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World building.
Rayshon Hampton comes off the floor under his own power, and credit the officials. Those three guys, they grabbed a control of this game immediately when that player hit the floor.
4:32 left. Rayshon on the bench as we speak. Camel ball.
Checking in for him is Eli Craig. Garen Jackson has it for Campbell County. Hands it off to a guy, Cole Johnson, who's played a lot of minutes. Johnson, left side they go. Super sub in there, Zach Franzen. Franzen back to Jackson, looking in. They throw over the defense. They got Wino deep. J.P. Gaines at 6'2", giving up a couple of inches, but he shut him down. Driving in, putting it up, putting it in. Smith, he's a big, strong guy. I've said it multiple times. He's just got upper body strength, and he muscled it in for a six-point lead.
They don't need but a seam, and with that strength and bulk, they're able to get it up over the rim.
Ashford gets a high ball screen, step back three. Good! Ashford hits that three-point shot. That is his third three-pointer in this ball game, and a full timeout called by the Cardinals. So we got 3:48 to play in the basketball game. GRC trailing 54-51 to Campbell County. Back in 1 minute.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Cards called the timeout. It'll be Campbell County with the ball. GRC has Ashford. Hampton's back in there. Morrison, Gay, and Gaines. Campbell County beats the pressure, and they throw a bounce pass into Weinel. His leaner got it. Gambling was JP, and yeah, Weinel made him pay.
Yeah, that hurt him, but
13 in the game for Weinel.
Where he was going to catch it, it might have been two anyway.
We've got a foul as Campbell County, some of those bigger, bulkier guys trying to fight through that screen, and a little too aggressively, William Cole Johnson with a foul. His third. Team make his fourth, second of the quarter.
That's only their second.
Cards with the ball, trailing 56-51. Morrison, bounce pass to Gay. Gay, spinning, pivot, missed the shot. Had it in there deep and just couldn't get it to go down. Coming away with it's Campbell County. Cards have played catch-up this entire game. The three-point shot by Franzen missed, and Weiner with a rebound, left-hand leaner in the paint, didn't get it. Contested by Gay. Here comes Ashford, right side of the floor. Stop-and-go move, changes gears, kicks it out. Montez driving in, puts up the leaner off the back iron, and again, we've got a whistle, and much to the disdain of the Campbell County fans, a foul called on their super sub, Zach Franzen, his second, team third of the quarter. It'll put Montez Gay at the free throw line. Montez is 2 of 4 at the stripe. Made his first one, made his last one, missed two, sandwiched in between. 2:42 to go in the game. Cards need every point, Bobby. We played catch-up this entire game.
Basically, you're right. They're down five, but with shooting two, let's see where it goes from here.
2:48 to play in this game. Gay steps to the free throw line. And that one went all the way around the rim, but it goes in. 14 points in the game for Montez Gay.
Really
has a block shot, 7 boards. Yeah, he's played strong. Makes them both.
Back to a three-point game. If the Cards can get a stop or two, they got a shot.
Franzen nearly traveled. He throws it back to Nate Smith. Smith back to Franzen. They get it in the middle of Florida Jackson. Spread it out, shoot a three. That one's not there, and a rebound by Braylon Morrison. His team high 8th rebound as he jerks it down and goes to Ashford. Ashford, between the leg dribble, got a step on Jackson. Hangs, shoots, and he's going to go to the foul line. He's not as tall as Garen Jackson, giving up a couple of inches, but he's crafty, he's shifty, Bobby, and has good hang time.
Hang.
Deceptive.
The hang was the key there. And he did get that willowy left shoulder into Jackson, drawing the foul.
Ashford's free throw, it's good. He has shot free throws. He is 2 of 2 tonight. He's had a big second quarter. The Cards now will be shooting two free throws the rest of this game as Ashford knocks down both free throws.
Down to one.
Yeah, it's
2:26 left.
Cards still not with the lead. Ashford on the hip of Smith. He's out of control, and he missed a layup. Gay with a rebound. Smith just out of control, missed the layup. Morrison spinning, shooting. Cards with the lead.
With the lead and the spin. A nice pass from midcourt. And it looks like we have a timeout.
So the fans stand up for GRC. The red and black attire of the Cardinal fans stand up and they applaud their team as they come off the floor with a timeout call. GRC with a lead now, 57-56, 2:07 to play. Back in 1 minute.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say, it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Campbell County with the ball after that timeout. GRC with a one-point lead. That has not been said often in this game. They played from behind. Campbell County run the weave out on top. Now with the ball, Franzen goes deep on the baseline. Nate Smith gets into the paint, shovels it off to left of the lane. Driving in now is Garen Jackson.
Oh my
Put
God.
Up the shot and made it. And he'll draw the foul on J.P. Gaines. He shot it with his right hand, went off his right foot. That is not textbook, but it looked good right now to the Campbell County fans.
Well, he got it done on the interior, on his end, just the way the cards hit on the previous play.
Fourth foul on J.P. Gaines. Jackson's free throw. He can't cash in, and Gaines pulls the rebound down for the Cards. So the Camels with a one-point lead, approaching a minute and a half to play in the game. Ashford angles off to the left, goes right side. Morrison, they clear it out. His bank shot's good. Had a little bounce in his step there.
He sure did. He showed why we thought he would be a good offensive player coming in.
Back to a one-point lead for the Cardinals. Campbell County, they break the pressure. Now they hold it out on top. Minute 15 to play. Ooh. Left side of the lane, and here's Rashawn Hampton, got a steal. Shovels it off to Montez Gay. Montez, Euro step at the lane.
Oh, my goodness.
And should have kicked it out to the wing, possibly. They're calling for traveling. And that'll be possession back over to Campbell County. Only the fourth turnover of the second half by GRC. With a minute 5 to go, Cards still have a one-point lead. Campbell County looking at pressure. They get it into the front court. Franzen all the way down. Uncontested layup. Nobody on the back line helping out.
He blew by everybody.
10 points off the bench for Franzen. Puts Campbell County back up by one. Clock rolling. 45 seconds. Morrison got in deep. Shot blocked by Nate Smith. And that may be all for Smith.
Both teams unafraid to take it strong to the rack.
That's the fifth of this quarter. Breland Morrison at the foul line. He missed his first two. He made his last two, and he makes one here. An 8-point fourth quarter and a 12-point second half. He's tied the game. And he shoots the Cards back into the lead. He's made two baskets that have given GRC the lead both times. Once a bank shot, once a free throw. Campbell County with the ball. Clock rolling. 35 seconds. Cards up one. Perimeter passing by the Camels. GRC playing a tough man-to-man. Winel got in deep. Lost the ball. Picked up by Campbell County, and the official blowing the whistle instead of a jump ball. They're going to call a foul. Winel really put GRC in a good spot, and he's shaking his head. He tried to take it on the right blocks and lost it. Gaines has fouled out. Third of the quarter and the fifth. Campbell County calling the full timeout. We've got 24.8 seconds to play. GRC with a one-point lead. Time called on the floor. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
This is Dr. Barry Williams, licensed pediatrician and director for Sterling Healthcare's school-based health program, serving more than 11,000 students and staff members in schools throughout Montgomery, Powell, Bourbon, and Nicholas counties. Along with coordinator Casey Razor and our team of talented professionals, we are honored to work alongside educators and school staff in these schools to provide added peace of mind about your child's well-being at school. Sterling Healthcare, we're here and at school for your family.
It's a 61-60 lead for GRC. The Cardinals own the possession arrow. There are 24.8 seconds to play. Campbell County called the timeout. They will have the basketball underneath their goal. J.P. Gaines has just fouled out for the Cards. They bring in Hampton Taylor. Taylor, Morrison, Gay, Ashford, and Hampton in the game. Campbell County with the ball under the goal. They throw the lob to Winel. Winel at the foul line, hands it off. Jackson picked up his dribble. He's in trouble. They go to Winel.
Oh,
Winel traveled. He lost his balance. He helped him out once before dribbling it off his foot. This time, though, he can't get away from the travel call here. And now the Cards with the ball. 17 seconds. They need to get it inbounds. They're up one. Rashawn Hampton has it. And we're going to have Coach Cook call a timeout before anything wild and crazy happens, as we've got a time called on the floor. Inside of 15 seconds to go, Cards will have the basketball up one at midcourt. We'll come back after this brief 30-second break.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
GRC, the Cardinals own the one-point lead. They also have the possession arrow in their favor. They also are, they are not shooting two free throws from here on, but
yes, they will.
They've got four. The next foul will be the fifth. So, so all things in favor of the Cardinals, but they got to get the ball in bounds. It's going to be at midcourt with 14.9 seconds to play in this game. Gay will inbound it. You've got Hampton, Ashford, Taylor, and Morrison. Malachi Ashford being chased in the backcourt, and he's fouled. 12.3 seconds to go in the game. Ashford is 3 of 3 at the foul line in this game.
Third personal foul. Shooting two free throws for George Rogers Clark. Malachi Ashford.
Ashford at the line. He's made 3 of 3. This free throw is good.
Checking into the game for Campbell County, number 13.
21 points in the game for the 5'9 sophomore guard. He's got another free throw coming.
Got
them both. 22 tonight. 17 in the second half. Inside of 10 seconds. And right now, Coach Souter, he will call a timeout. 7.5 seconds to play in the game. Cards up by 3. Rayshawn Hampton having some problems again as GRC's got to hold on. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Cardinals have a 63-60 lead. There's 7.4 seconds to play in this basketball game. GRC still owns the possession arrow in their favor. They still have a foul to give.
Yeah.
And GRC shooting two if, in fact, they steal the ball and get fouled.
Sideline out of bounds, yep. Though, in front court for Campbell County. And here we go.
Abram Howard checks in for Rayshawn Hampton. Howard, Gay, Morrison, Taylor, and Ashford. Clock rolling, 5 seconds. Jackson needs to get a three off. Hoisted up, missed it. Gay with a rebound, horn sounds, and the Cards take this one away. The Campbell County did not get a quality three. It was a contested fadeaway off balance three by Jackson, and the Cardinals come in here and they just take this one and steal it.
They stole it. They were down 12 midway through the third quarter. And from that point on, they got a couple of shots down. And from there, it was just smooth sailing. Made critical free throws down the stretch to seal the victory.
You know, they picked up the scoring. Only 25 points at halftime. They go on to win tonight 63-60. And GRC played from behind most of this ball game, and I mean most of the game. And they come in here and they steal this one in the final minutes by a score of 63-60. Bobby and I'll take a break, 2-minute commercial break. When we come back, we'll have game scoring stats and summary, all that coming up right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers?
Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Country Time Motors has earned their reputation as the best automotive dealership in the area with excellent sales and service to their customers. Country Time Motors offers their lifetime warranty protection program with no document or processing fees and unparalleled financing options. Integrity, honesty, and a desire to serve your transportation need with premium cars, trucks, and SUVs. You're number one with Country Time Motors. Country Time Motors, just off I-64, exit 96. In Winchester.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Cardinals win here on the road. GRC comes up to Campbell County as three trips up here. It's always been a tough place to play. But they come away and just kind of stole one away. And I think the Campbell County fans stunned. They led most of this game. And the Cardinals come away with a final 63-60 victory. GRC trailed at halftime by four. They trailed still by four at the end of the third quarter. But fourth quarter, Bobby, the GRC was able to make some free throws. In that fourth quarter alone, the Cardinals went 8 of 8 at the foul line. That helps the cause.
Scored 20 points to 13, but at the 3:42 mark of this game, the Cards were down 5 and looking to be in trouble. And then they got a critical basket to cut it to 3. And then from that point on, got another one to cut it to 1. And then actually took the lead at the 2:07 mark. And it just came down to who was going to execute from that point on down the stretch. As you say, Cards made their free throws. The Camels missed a shot or two and didn't get the best of looks at the end of the game to attempt to tie the score. And surprising victory for GRC when you consider what we saw here tonight.
Yeah, they got down. GRC Cardinals were down by as much as 12. They come back and win this one by 3. Interesting stat in this ball game too is GRC really cleaned it up. They sent Campbell County to the line 12 times in the first half, and the Camels made 10 of them. Campbell County only shot one free throw and missed it in the second half. So GRC cleaned it up. Kept their feet on the floor and moved them, and the game had a better flow, and it went to GRC's liking, and the Cards win in a final 63-60. Looking at some of these team numbers as it unfolds here, Cards shot 5 of 16 from three-point range. Campbell County, they shot 8 of 19 from behind the arc, making 4 of 4 out of the gate in the second half. Yeah. So GRC was able to defend the perimeter a little better after that. Turnovers in the game. Each team only turned it over 4 times in the second half. Cards had 9 for the game total, and it was 13 by Campbell County. Second chance scoring, the Camels owned that one. They won it 8-4 over GRC. Looking at fast break scoring and transition, 5-2 edge for the Camels there. Free throw shooting, it was 16 of 22 for GRC.
Wow.
Cardinals went 13 of 15 in the second half. While Campbell County, they shoot very respectable 10 of 13, but 0 for 1 in that second half. So that's the way the team numbers bear out. Looking at the individual scoring, Campbell County with a balanced stat line. They had 13 points from Connor Weinel, 13 points from Nathan Smith. Two big, strong young men, each with 13 in the game. 10 points each by Garen Jackson, a very talented point guard that logged a lot of minutes. Xavier Fancher also with 10. And off the bench, Zach Franzen hit 10 points with a couple of threes. 4 points in the game by Cole Johnson. We also had Aiden Dowds that played but failed to score. For GRC, the Cardinals scoring in this ballgame, 22 points for Malachi Ashford, 17 of those in the second half. So welcome, young fella. Glad to have you here.
And he made some shots.
Yeah, made some shots on the blow-by. Hit three threes in the ballgame and some nice blow-by moves. 22 points for Ashford. We had 15 points by Montez Gay and 15 by Breland Morrison. Both those guys right there with double-doubles in this game as well, hitting the defensive glass for GRC. Other scoring for the Cardinals, 6 points for J.P. Gaines. He had the game's first six for GRC on some nice backdoor cuts and a rebound putback. He finishes with six. Makes that 3 points for Rashawn Hampton. Got those in the first quarter. Had a tough shooting night. He did get his share of steals. Other scoring, 1 point for Eli Craig, 1 point for Hampton Taylor. And you had Maddox Campbell, Gunnar Woods, and Abram Howard all played but failed to score. Cards win in a final 63-60. Bobby and I back. We'll tell you our broadcast schedule that we've got coming up next week. Possibly coaches' comments. We'll see what all transpires. Back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
Well, the Cardinals opened the season with a win on the road. Not an easy place to win on the road, especially up here at Campbell County. The Cardinals got down by as many as 12. They come on to win 63-60, got the lead with 2 minutes, a little over two to go. Up here with us, head coach Josh Cook. Coach, kind of took one from them right there. Got down by 12 and kept the team focused, and they came on and played well.
Yeah, I mean, our guys, they thought they earned that one. You know, I
sure did.
It's a situation where early on, you know, you got to see some of your leaders are, who wants to step up in those moments, who can hang in there. You know, and part of the problem, our guys were trying so hard, and
they
were making mistakes like scout stuff, be smart, like, but they're just trying. I mean, all the energy, and, you know, and you got to remember, it's kind of a, it's not an extremely experienced basketball team when you look at it from top to bottom.
No.
And, you know, we got foul trouble.
No.
And our bench come in and hung in there and kept us where they needed to be. And when we needed to control the tempo where we wanted it and make the right plays, we did.
Looking at, you're listening to head coach Josh Cook, they go 10 of 12 at the foul line, Campbell County does in the first half. They're 0 for 1 in the second half. Your team, conversely, 13 of 15 at the foul line second half. What adjustment did you make to keep the game cleaner? Because that first half had no flow. I don't think Campbell County had a clean trip down the floor without a whistle.
Yeah, we were just reaching and, like, just bad, like, silly habits. And that's what I'm talking about, almost trying too hard at times. And just being emotional, you know, like, you know, when you look at what we've – new guys are stepping in new positions and who's going to be your stable guys. You know, we got so many guys out there playing so hard. You also got to have a couple guys that play with poise and that understand those moments. And we're still searching for a little bit of that, but I think games like this is where you find it. So, and I believe in them, so never a doubt, right?
Campbell County came out in the second half. They hit four of their three-point shots, their first four they took. You went down, you defended the perimeter. They didn't take another one after that.
Well, I mean, I hate it for the fact they had to hit four for us to, you know, wake up. Hey, guys, nah, we got to get out.
Good ball rotation.
You got to move with the balls in the air and fly around and be smart. But, you know, it's really good for us. This is really, I cannot stress how good this was for us. And, you know, we got a lot of guys that do a lot of good, you know, different things. And as coaches, you know, I'm still going to be searching, trying to, you know, it's early, trying to find the right lineups at the right times. And, you know, there's about 12 guys that do, everybody does something.
Your front line combined tonight, you got 30 points from Gay and Morrison. You got 30 points in right at double-double for both guys. They came on, Rayshon, how is he?
I think he's okay. He's got some tenderness in that knee, probably a little bit overused.
So it wasn't cramping, it was just...
No, I think he took a shot there, and so, you know, and it was an emotional game for him, so, you know, but he done some good things and hung in there with his guys, and they've also wanted to help, you know, get that win for him.
Got a good floor leader, Malachi Ashford. Welcome, young fella, in a Cardinal uniform, 22 points tonight to steady the ship. Coach, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Come from behind. Come from behind, win.
Yeah.
Another walk in the park Tuesday.
These tough environments. I know. Yeah. If my wife's listening, and I appreciate the support. I know she's back home listening, her and Avery. And so I promise my blood pressure is in good shape, and it's not too bad.
You were calm.
Calm, cool, and collected. I might need a shower, though.
Not overly red face.
I'm proud of these guys, man.
Well, we're going to see you. Boy, it doesn't get any easier. Madison Central, Tuesday night, okay?
I'll see you guys then.
All right. Head coach Josh Cook.
Well done.
His team comes from behind, down 12, and they come back and win this one in a final 63-60 on the road at Campbell County. Again, Bobby and I will be on the air on Tuesday. It'll be a boys game. As we mentioned, Madison Central is the opponent. That should be a good one. A couple of top teams in the state, and Madison Central, one of those tough teams out of the 11th, so that's what we'll do. Bobby, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good luck to the girls tomorrow playing up at Dixie Heights against one of the best teams coming out of Indiana.
I think they said top 10, top 11 or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they're way up there. I haven't delved into it that far, but Coach Graham, we're all thinking about you, sir, and your family, and you all go up there and just lay it on the line, do the best you can, and the sun's going to come up Monday afternoon, regardless of what happens. So everybody hang tough.
Coach Graham says playing these ball games and winning therapeutic. There you go.
Okay.
All right, that's going to do it from Alexandria, Kentucky at Campbell County High School. Thanks for Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer, Tim Smith, back at the board, our producer, Bobby Baldwin beside me. I'm Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.